Beyond the Veil of Tears, written by Rita Bradshaw.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's Note. I had absolutely no idea of the horrors of the old lunatic asylums until a sentence or two on a news programme set me thinking. The result was the idea behind this story and a personal journey for me into a world that was both disturbing and harrowing. Before the 19th century, and in the absence of any curative treatment, public and professional attitudes veered towards the opinion that mental illness was somehow the fault of the individual, a spiritual weakness. Sometimes the manifestations of this disease were attributed to evil demons that had possessed the soul, and the cruel punishments that were inflicted on some unfortunates are among the worst records of man's inhumanity towards his fellow beings. In Britain, apart from private madhouses, many of sinister repute, little existed beside Bethlehem Royal Hospital in London, known as Bedlam. This grim institution became a macabre tourist attraction where, for the fee of one penny, genteel society could mock the strange and terrible antics of the inhabitants and watch them being bled or beaten. In 1774, Parliament passed an Act for the regulation of private madhouses, and a further Act in 1808, the County Asylums Act, legislated that counties should establish...